Time for our Pahuska Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with Husky head football coach Joe Tillman. Pahuska falling to Newkirk this past Friday, 40-0 at the beach. And Coach Tillman talked about it a little bit before the ball game, but Newkirk, obviously an improved club and something you guys can probably look at as a guiding light. I know that that's a team that really struggled, won one game the last 2 years, and they're clearly much improved here in 2017.
Yeah, I had a really good visit with their one of the assistant coaches before the game, went over and met their bus, and he was talking about, you know, they got a new head coach, and the kids bought in a little bit and started committing to the weight room and some of the conditioning that was lacking around there. So they were pleased with the kids and the commitment and trying to, you know, turn it around. And just watching the film again, you can tell that they are a little more sound up front on both sides of the ball, their offensive and defensive lines. And again, that's where we struggled.
Talking with Pahuska head football coach Joe Tillman, 40-0 Newkirk over Pahuska this past Friday. Pahuska now going to have a couple Thursday night games in a row. You guys travel to Hennessy this coming Thursday. What do you know about Hennessy?
Well, broke down a couple of games on Hennessy. You know, it's hard for me to believe their record is 1-6, I believe. They've only won one football game, but you know, Evan, you look at Hennessy, and they've got a coach that's been there for about 9 years. And I watched the Chisholm game, and they're fighting Chisholm at halftime. I mean, Hennessy is going to be so far the most physical, dominating team we have played, and that scares me and concerns me. But their front seven, you look at those kids up front for them on their defense, and it's just, you know, gives me fits sitting here trying to think of ways that we're going to, you know, have to combat that. And they're just, you know, they're good. I don't know the kid's name, number 75, defensive lineman. He's a dominating kid. And both their linebackers are little stumps that run very, very well, not afraid to hit you. And they're very aggressive on the defensive side of the ball. Offensively, they'll line up in one back formation, two tight ends, and they'll run inside, outside zone. And the blocking up front is solid and good. And the back runs hard, the quarterback. They don't throw the ball real well, but they still try. And from what I see right now, they only lined up in trips for one series against Chisholm. And but, boy, I tell you, that Hennessy's good. They'll get after you.
Yeah, Hennessy, as you mentioned, just 1-6, but you're correct in the fact when you just look at their results, it's a little bit of a deceiving 1-6. They got their first win, actually, on Friday, one at Perry, 21-14. But just looking at their losses, most of them, they've scored 14 points or more. They've got a couple losses where they've scored 24, 27 points apiece, so defense will give up a little bit. They played a tough schedule, but for the most part, it's a Hennessy club that's been able to score the football, but just hasn't been able to outscore their opponent.
Well, we're gonna find out. And but like I said, you watch them on film. They're solid. They're grounded. They don't do a whole lot other than just play football. I mean, what I mean by that is they're very, very physical. And, you know, it looks like on film those kids have been in the weight room and they compete very hard up front. And I know earlier part in the year, I think their first three games were against some people like Jones and one of the academy schools somewhere in Oklahoma. And, you know, that's a tough schedule. But they've competed. They've never let down. And I'm sure, you know, they're on a roll now. And we go to Hennessy, they'll have a big crowd there, and they'll be ready to go.
Injury-wise, how are you guys shaping up? I know that it sounded like maybe Cade McNeil was going to get back. Did he get to play on Friday?
Yeah, he played on the offensive side of the ball. He was still limited by what he can do, the ankle sprain. Should be a little bit better this week. We lost one of our outside linebackers, a sophomore, Ryan Henley. He's going to have knee surgery. He tore his ACL and tore his meniscus, so hate to lose that kid. We didn't have an injury, but we had a kid that was forced to leave the team. His mother lost her job, and so they moved to Arkansas, and that was Gunnar Coppinger, who was one of my biggest kids on the offensive line. And so that hurts us. Brian Jeffers, he's still banged up with his hand. I mean, he's not the Brian Jeffers that you want, but the kid, his heart's big, and he still competes. And, you know, just nicked up and dinged up a little bit, but I'll tell you what, we've got to put our coat of armor on this week because this team we're getting ready to play is a very physical football team.
Thursday night kickoff on 99.1 FM KPGM Pahuska is at Hennessy. And Coach Tillman, appreciate the time. Best of luck to you this week.
Thank you, Evan. Take care.